Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. A guy at a nudist resort in Maryland, Carla, was hurt over the weekend when he flipped his golf cart because he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Yeah, exactly. He hurt his head. Sure, okay. Ow!
See, I can't even imagine being Mike. Naked in a golf cart because I know the interior of these golf carts are normally plastic.
I saw one the other day covered all nice. It was zipped. It was really cool. And I thought I would be the one to get into that with like just undies on just to drive down and get my mail because I've been known to go in the garage to throw the garbage out just, you know.
In a house coat? What do they call them? A house coat?
A house coat, yes.
Yeah, with the little
in
ribbon.
In my house coat, yes.
Well, luckily, there's no life-threatening injury, he'll be able to Facebook message his lover, the peach, and
the eggplant.
Okay. Little school in California put a suicide hotline as one of their emergency numbers on the back of their ID badges. Which is a great idea, I think.
Yeah, it is.
But until one parent dialed it and found out it leads to a phone sex line. Does nobody check this stuff?
Win-win, either way, I think. I mean, if you're having a problem and you're seeking some counseling, I think that's a good way to go. I mean, I just am saying. I don't mean to make light. I'm just saying. No. It might make you laugh. That's right. I'm feeling really sad about my... Wait, what? Hi.
Then talk to me.
Oh, hi. Oh, well, hello there.
How sad are you feeling?
Well, not so much now, because you have a nice voice.
Well, thank you.
What am I wearing? Oh, well, I don't know.
Are you a peach?
I'm wearing a shirt boomer.
We shouldn't make fun of it.
No, I'm not making fun of it. I'm saying I would hope that would lighten that mood a little bit. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Hey, a crocodile, here's this word again, bit the groin of a 42-year-old Australian man. Elstom is his name. He stepped on the 12-foot-long saltwater crocodile because he thought it was a log, and he thought it would be safe to walk across the water on it.
Uh-oh.
And the croc jumped and bit his privates.
Uh-oh.
And you know how he got away from him? He punched him in the nose. He punched the crocodile in the nose. This is totally like Crocodile Dundee. And then he was there.
Those guys are tough down there.
Yeah, they are.
Down under.
No kidding.
They don't mess around.
Yeah, he said, I hit him 3 times in the nose, and he finally let me go. Then he came back again, tried to attack me again. When he snapped at me, I grabbed him and smacked him again. So there you go. You know what? Liken it to me doing a chin-up. I'd be dead. So, and...
While the croc was attacked...
is on my groin... I'm trying to slug a crocodile. Okay, sure. You are not going to get me. No, you're not.
Eyes are watering.
You let my peach go. Jeez. And a 94-year-old man and an 83-year-old woman, they got married. This was in the Midwest, Mike. They met at the gym 2 years.
Oh, good for them.
And they got married. And then the limo from the wedding to the reception had the left turn signal on pretty much the entire ride. But they made it there safely. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.